close your eyes. Take a couple of good long, deep in and out breaths. And notice where you feel the breathing in the body. It could be in any part of the body at all, but wherever it's most prominent, focus your attention there. And then check to see if the breath is comfortable. If deep breathing feels good, keep it up. If it doesn't, you can change. Make it shorter, faster, slower, deeper, more shallow, heavier, lighter. Take some time to see what kind of breathing feels good. After all, the breath is the force of life. It's what keeps the body and the mind together. It only stands to reason that this force of life should feel nourishing. So breathe in a way that feels nourishing, calming if you're tense, energizing if you're tired. The breath has a lot of potentials. You want to look into it. Show it some interest. You may have noticed we have a lot of ways of showing respect around here. We respect the Buddha because he teaches us to respect our own night, our own desire for true happiness. He teaches us that true happiness is possible and that is something that we can attain. And it's something that's harmless because it depends on developing resources that we have inside. So your true happiness doesn't have to take away anything from anyone else's true happiness. And so that's a desire to be honored, a desire to be respected. So right now, as you're training the mind, show some respect for the concentration. It may be little bits and pieces to begin with. As you stay with the breath, then wander off, stay with the breath, wander off. But after a while, you find that as the breath gets more comfortable and you get more used to being here, the mind tends to gravitate more in this direction. And this becomes the mind's default, staying with a sense of well-being inside. And this is just concentration. There's a lot more to the path. But it's an important step. We're mindful, alert. We do our best to look after the mind because we're showing our own mind some respect in this. We use the mind for all kinds of things outside. And when it rests, we just let it rest and don't think too much about it. But for the mind's well-being, you need to strengthen it. And that's what we're doing as we meditate. You're strengthening your mindfulness, strengthening your alertness, strengthening your concentration and discernment. When the mind is made strong like this, then you find you can depend on it more. It becomes a tool with which you really can find that true happiness that the Buddha talked about. So look after your mind. Show it some respect. That way you show respect for the heart's deepest desire, which is for happiness that lasts and happiness that doesn't harm anyone. It is possible. So always keep that in mind. The world wants us to forget that. They want us to buy their things, contribute to the economy. But human beings have a much more noble purpose than that, if we decide to have that. The purpose we choose, of course, is the one totally up to us. But we can choose to search for a noble goal, one that's worth all the effort that goes into the search and produces nothing but well-being.